What's up? My microphone that my iPhone is connected to is smushed. I don't think it's going to affect how great this rant is going to be. I'm just letting you know it's smushed. It's been a while since I've been on this shit. You know what I did the other day, which was kind of cool? I don't know if you guys ever done this. Just left your iPhone at home. You know, you go out and do stuff, you know. I went to the Korean bathhouse. I think I went to get some juice. I just got back from my trip overseas. And I said, you know what? Enough of this shit. You know, just leave it. You know, charge the battery, leave it. Don't be on social media. Don't be checking texts or emails. You know, it's crazy how much these devices have a hold of us. That fucking Steve Jobs, right? Little bastard. It's true, and it's not just me, it's all over the world. Just got back from Israel and Moscow, and overseas, same thing. You know, you see people at clubs, dinners, bars, restaurants. No one's talking to one another. Everyone's on their devices, and then they kind of hit bottom. They're like, ugh, I just got to put it down, and they put it down. They talk for a moment, and then they wait, you know, see who's texting them, and then, like, boom, they're back on it, me included. That's why I like being on stage, when I'm on stage telling jokes, because that's what I do. I tell jokes, little giggles here, giggles there. I'm away from my device. I'm on an airplane. Oh, you know what's fucked up about airplanes? You can get Wi-Fi in the air, so you could be on email all the time up there. Fuck that shit. That's why I'm actually really happy in a way that I'm so computer illiterate, and I don't know a lot of like technical shit. Like, I wouldn't know how to get on Wi-Fi on my iPad up in the sky by myself without asking a stewardess or a friend that I'm traveling with. You know, and there's something great about that. You know, there's something great about the fact that I don't ever get on a computer. I'm just on my iPad and my iPhone. I have an assistant, or I have had assistants that's, you know, organize a lot of the emails, the longer emails and attachments and all that shit. In a way, it's kind of like, I guess, refreshing that I'm not constantly behind the screen, which the world is now. It's crazy because I'm 50 years old, so I was fortunate enough to be around before this whole kind of Steve Jobs thing kind of got into our life. Anyways, welcome to Random Rants. This is my podcast. It's where I randomly rant inside my iPhone, which I have a microphone connected to. I don't have any sponsors. There's no edits. There's no producers. It's just me grabbing the shit, talking straight to you. So that's what it is. It's early in the morning right now. It's early in the morning. It's about almost 3 a.m. in L.A. 3 a.m. in L.A. And I'm up because I'm on overseas time. Like I mentioned, I was in Israel, or as they say, Israel, in Moscow. I was in Moscow. Why did I go there? I've never been to Israel. I've never been to Moscow. And that's why I went with my friend Dean, old buddy of mine that I grew up with. Dean Gelber, good friend who sells marijuana, who makes marijuana in the Nevada, and he's also got a place in Portland. It's a big business now. Dean got into it at the right time. Hopefully he'll get out of it at the right time. Kind of like a stock. It's almost like pretty soon everyone's going to be doing it. And the value, I feel, I don't know, at some point might be harder to sell because so many people are making the drug, because that's what it is. It's a fucking drug. It's a drug. It's a drug, dude. Come on, dude. Where's Boo Boo, bro? So, anyways, this is my connection to you guys. So I was fucking exhausted. I don't know if you've ever traveled overseas. I'm sure you have. But, you know, it hit me today. At around 2 or 3, so if I can finally go home, I pass out around 5, and I wake up around 9:30 at night, go to Silver Lake Ramen, of course, in Silver Lake and grab some of that cool Silver Lake ramen shit, which is pretty badass. Couldn't eat the whole thing. Had some kind of weird girl next to me. I wouldn't say weird, but kind of like, you know what I mean? Her head was shaved on the side. It's kind of red hair, and she was right there eating her bowl of ramen. Nice girl, but I didn't want to really engage in conversation with her. Because when you go to eat ramen, you know, you kind of go by yourself. It's not as sexy. Put it this way, it's not like eating sushi. Eating ramen is not sexy. You know what I mean? You just kind of like, it's almost like a beast's meal. It's like an animal's meal. It's got all these noodles and chicken and broth, pork broth, and it's got I don't know, vegetables and all that shit in it. So it's like, you know, you just kind of want to have my little ice water with lemon, which I always get. Love ice water with lemon. It's probably my favorite drink. If you ever get ice water, definitely get it with lemon. Way better than by itself. Sometimes I'll order it and they'll come back without the lemon. I'll be like, "Where's my lemon? What the fuck?" So I'm up. It's 3 a.m. So I don't know. My sleep's already fucked up as is. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna lie down and do the rant, lying down just to relax a bit here. Anyway, so about my trip. Pretty cool, man. Where do we begin? I'll just hit the bullet points now on it because I know a lot of people are hitting me up on Instagram and my all my social media platforms and wanting to know about the trip. So I'll hit the bullet points now and then I'll go back and kind of bang each one out individually. So the first one, I went to Israel, and I didn't know this, that okay, I went to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. So think of Tel Aviv as like LA, and think of Jerusalem as like maybe, I don't know, Palm Springs or some shit like that. Does that make sense? So Tel Aviv's like a city, and Jerusalem is more of like a chill place. So I went there, and then from there we went to Moscow, and we stayed there in Moscow for about 3 nights. Each place we stayed 3 nights, total of 9 days, I think 9 or 10 days away from LA. So me and Dean arrived in Tel Aviv. It was great. We flew Lufthansa, which is a fucking German aircraft. We flew that over there, business class, which is cool. I could have never fly coach overseas, dude, with my back and my fucking posture. What are you kidding me? So the business class is great. Dean brought some marijuana brownies. No, I'm just kidding. He bought some marijuana gummy bears. So we had those up in first class. That was cool. And then I got some under the tongue kind of CBT. What is it called? CBD, GHB. I don't know what the fuck it is. And those kind of mellow you out. And so we enjoyed that. So Tel Aviv, what can I say? Oh man, Tel Aviv was cool. It was hot as fuck. Of course, it was in the middle of the summer. It's on the beach, which is cool. It was kind of like a cross between Miami. I'd have to say maybe a little bit of San Francisco. But it was cool. The thing that was really cool for me being over in Israel is that I'm Jewish. Both my mom and dad are Jewish. My mom was born in Wisconsin, and my dad was in Chicago. And my grandparents are from where is it? Uzbekistan, dude. No, my grandparents are from Kiev, which is like someplace outside of Russia. So I'm kind of like Russian Jew. Rushing the hell out of here. Rushing the hell out of here. Ba-dum-bum. But so we went to Tel Aviv, and what do we do there? Fuck. It's kind of like what you do everywhere. You eat, drink, look at the pretty babes. And I went to the beach. That was fun. Seems like it was fucking a year ago, yet it was like last week. Like, what the fuck's up with my brain? We met. Oh, okay. Yeah, here's okay. I'm trying to break it down. Oh, okay, wait. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I reached out to my friend. Okay, first of all, when you travel overseas, note to self, definitely don't go overseas and try to mingle inside of some population if you don't know anyone there. You don't want to be a tourist in LA if you don't know anyone in LA. That's not the smartest thing to do because then you're just fucking like picking your nose, and you're like, where the fuck do I go? You know, so my friend Joey Crutell, good buddy of mine, introduced me to some guy named Saul, who's Jewish, obviously, by the name of Saul. And then he hooked me up with, Big Poppy, who is a friend of a friend. And, you know, it all kind of turned out. And so we walk in this restaurant, and there was like 10 people there that I knew. I knew this one guy, Mo, from Miami in New York, who's friends with my friend Noah and Jason. And it became very friendly environment. And very good times, really nice people, and just fucking unbelievable food. That's the thing about Israel. The food is fucking, like, better there than it is America. Let me breathe one sec. Sorry, the rant's just kind of like... So, the food in Israel is fucking really good, like, because they grow everything there. It's like, it's all grown there in Israel. The tomatoes are juicy as fuck. The meat is good. The pasta is good. It's all made with love. If that makes sense. If you've ever been over a friend's house or your grandparents' house, your parents' house, where people are really putting love and time into the cuisine, well, that's kind of how it was in Israel. The food was prepared with love, so it wasn't rushed. You know, like eating a California Pizza Kitchen. Or some shit, or not the California Pizza Kitchen isn't the bomb once in a while, or CPK. See, was it CPK or fucking, Cheesecake Factory? You know, these are good restaurants, but it's not really made with love. It's kind of slopped on a big ass fucking crusty plate. So over in Israel, the food is fucking awesome, and the people are awesome. And when it was hilarious, like, because everywhere I went, I had to say I'm Jewish, right? It makes me, you know, I'm like a California Jew. You know what I mean? Dean are like, we're Jewish before they can even introduce themselves. Because it makes them kind of accept us more. You know, I'm not saying that you wouldn't be accepted if you're non-Jewish. But it definitely helps. I got to burp one sec. It helps being Jewish in Jerusalem and in Israel, all over Israel. So we stayed at this place called the Poly Hotel. It's true. If you don't believe me, it's true. We're in the Poly House Hotel. P-O-L-I House. Google that shit. You could see it in Tel Aviv. P-O-L-I House in Tel Aviv. And it was a cool little boutique hotel. Nothing too fancy. And we went out. We, you know, there was marts. We shopped in the mart. We took a lot of pictures. I wore yarmulkes. But for me, it's my ancestry. You know how, like, you go on that ancestryshit.com and you kind of do your family tree? I felt like I was, when I was looking at people in the eyes, I was looking at myself. Like, Jews know Jews, kind of like blacks know blacks and Polish people know Polish. I don't know, right? Like, when you look at someone, you know? And, I was thinking, going back to my roots. Going to Israel, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of Jewish people. My parents never went to Israel. There's a lot of Jewish people in America that have never gone to Israel. Jewish people, if you're listening to this podcast, go to Israel. It's your homeland. It's where you're from. It's where your ancestors are from. And they welcome you, loving arms. It's almost like a black person. I don't want to be racist or anything, but going back to Africa. I mean, I assume, I haven't studied the whole black history stuff, but I assume black people's ancestors are from Africa. I assume that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would assume if I was a black dude, I'd fucking want to go back to Africa. I'd want to go back to the roots and study my history if that's where, you know, black people are from. I assume they are. Again, don't know, but I assume Jewish people from Israel, black people from Africa, and Chinese people from Bangkok, Bangkok. All right, that was racist. Sorry. So yeah, we were in Tel Aviv. We met this guy named Tomas, who I think I might do business with. Actually, he lives in L.A. and, you know, goes out to Israel probably 4 times a year. I guess he buys and sells kind of, you know, brands and actors and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So we went to this club that was really cool. It was right on the beach. I don't remember the name of it. We hung out there at night, and that was really, really fun. And what can I say about Tel Aviv? I don't know. It was a city. You know, it was a city. It was like going to New York. It was like going to Miami, going to Dallas, going to San Fran. It was, oh no, yeah, like, you know, just like it's a cosmopolitan city. Girls are obviously beautiful. People are really nice. And oh, the money exchange is pretty equal. Oh, here's funny. Here's funny. Here's funny. I'll talk about Jerusalem in a second, then we'll go into Russia. So what's funny is that the money over in Israel, how funny is this? You know, here it's called dollars. Guess what it's called over there? Shekels. How Jewish is that fucking? Hey, can I get some fucking shekels? So Jewy, right? Fucking shekels, dude. Hilarious. So we stayed about 3 days in Tel Aviv and pretty much did the same thing every day. Went to the beach, swam in the pool at the hotel. You know, took lots of pictures, ate lots of great food, and just the thing that I really enjoyed, and you guys listening to this really enjoyed it. If you're gonna live this life, try to travel. You know, try to travel. Not if you're gonna, no, we're all living this life. Travel. It's cool to travel. I personally have traveled all over America. I've been everywhere in America, and I don't want to say it's boring, but it's kind of fucking boring. Not bad in a bad way, it's just in a way that I've already seen it. I mean, I haven't seen the Grand Canyon. Maybe that's kind of cool. Things like little sights here and there. But mostly, I think in the last 20, 25 years, I've been and performed and done shows like all over America. So I've been everywhere. So there's something about going to a place that you've never been. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Hawaii. You know, those places are great. But guess what? I've already been there. So again, there's something about going to a place that you've never been, that just kind of opens your eyes, like, oh shit, you know, kind of like a kid, like, look at all this shit, you know what I mean? And that was really refreshing and really nice. Also, the hotel had bicycles, so Dean and I rode around on bikes, did a lot of Instagram videos and Snapchat videos, took a lot of pictures. That was great. So our 3 days were up in Tel Aviv, and it was time to go to Jerusalem. So Dean and I got an Airbnb in Jerusalem, and it was cool. You know what's funny? If you ever rented an Airbnb, it's awesome, right? But if you notice, there's always something wrong with every Airbnb. Like, for instance, the one in the one that we got in Jerusalem, the air the fucking air conditionings didn't work. You know what I mean? And it's fucking 100 million degrees out, okay? So anyways, we get to Jerusalem, and this is the center of the universe. This is where humans were made, was Jerusalem. And you think Jerusalem is Jerusalem, all Jews. That's true, but it's also not true. There's people from all over the world. There's Asians, there's blacks, there's Palestinians, they're Lebanese, Middle Eastern, Jewish. They all go to the wall to pray, which is the center of the universe. It's where, from what I understand after talking to all these schmelties, that's where we all started, was right there in that area. That's where, like, physics and science, I don't know, that's where it all started, was Jerusalem. It's like one of the oldest cities in the world, and it was fucking awesome. Oh my God, I definitely felt peace. I definitely felt God. I felt, you know, it's called the Old City. Google that shit, you guys. If you know nothing about anything, if you learn anything from this podcast, Google the Old City in Jerusalem. It's massive. It's basically, wait, I have to itch 1 sec. It's basically this, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5, you know, 5 mile square fortress, right? Around in these huge walls, and there's eight entrances to get in there. Think of like the Playboy Mansion times a zillion. But obviously, you know, there's people praying to a wall, and there's not people fucking in the grotto. But I'm just trying to physically trying to explain it. So it's like this big, massive wall that's very tall, and it's the old city. And it's basically there's temples in there, there's the Wailing Wall slash Western Wall. And there's these, you know, shops and it's or not shops, like kind of little trails where people are selling stuff, and it's this beautiful place, and it's where we went every day. You know, I wanted to go to the Wailing Wall. This was the reason why I purposely went to Israel. People are like, why'd you go to Israel? Why'd you go to Israel? I wanted to pray on the Wailing Wall. I wanted to feel my mother. I wanted to feel my friend Gary. I wanted to feel peace. I wanted to be able to become like, I don't know. I wanted to touch my heart on the Wailing Wall, and it was fucking worth it, you guys. It was awesome. You feel God there. You know, you basically feel God there. There's this, because everyone is there praying, and everyone is there. All these nationalities. Yes, it's mostly Jewish people. Hasidic Jews wearing those silly outfits because they're awesome. Hilarious. You've seen the Hasidic Jews, how they dress. Middle Eastern Jews with the hats, and they look like penguins and shit. But they're there, and it's fucking, you know, it's, I mean, it's a cult. The Jewish thing with the fucking, you know, that whole paseas and the hats and the this, it's a cult, just like anything else. But, you know, it's pretty interesting. I notice a lot. It's great. It's crazy. I didn't know a lot of shit before I went over there about the whole thing. So I'll tell you what I learned. So women there, like real Hasidic Jewish women, they don't fuck anyone until they get married. So, for instance, there's no sex before marriage. Okay, well, let me say, I gotta blow my nose one sec. There's no sex before marriage. So, for instance, if it's a Hasidic Jewish woman, you know, in her young age, you know, I don't know, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23, whatever the age is of the woman, guess what? You can't even shake her fucking hand. Like, you go up to a Jewish woman, you know, and they're like, hi, my name is whatever her name is. And you go to, I swear to God, dude, you go to shake her hand. She's like, sorry, I can't do that. Can't touch anyone. She can't touch anyone, even a handshake, unless it's her husband or her father. You know what I mean? Or her father before or even after they're married. Even if the husband says, no, it's okay, you can give Polly a high five. She can't. Women do not touch. They don't high five each other. They don't, you know, they don't shake the hands. They don't, you know what I mean? But they're cool. But that's just their thing. It's like the rule. You know, I thought that was only Arab people. You know what I mean? But it's not. It's fucking, it's, you know, it's Jewish women. You can't touch them. You know what I mean? They also wear these wigs. There's a lot of Jewish women that get married. They have wigs on. And from what I understand, it's because they don't, the Jewish woman doesn't want other men to see their beautiful hair. Like, I met this guy named Adam over there, and he was recently married, I don't know, a year ago, before that or whatever. And his wife wears a wig. You know, his wife wears a wig, and he goes, well, you take the wig off, her hair is beautiful and long. I get to see that. He says, I get to see that. So that's pretty gangster. You know what I mean? It's pretty fucking gangster that your girl has never, ever fucked, kissed another man until the husband. And even when it's the husband, it's just the husband. And you can't high-five him and all that shit. I thought that was interesting. Another thing that I thought that was really interesting about being in Jerusalem over there is the amount of fucking Arabs that lived in fucking Jerusalem. Do the map of Israel right now. So just think of this. Say you're staring at Israel. Do you know what's surrounding Israel? I don't know if you know this. Surrounding Israel is Jordan, which is Arabic. Egypt, is it fucking Syria? It's all these Arab places. All these Arab places are surrounding Israel. So that being said, there's a lot of Arabs that live in Israel. And I don't know if you guys know the history of Jewish and Arab people. They don't like each other, mostly. There's a lot of tension, as you know. You know, you see it on the news. You see it, and it's there. And after me digging and being the little reporter, pesky reporter that I am, I've learned some stuff. And again, everyone's got different opinions. But the one thing that I learned that I thought was interesting is that the Arabs are pissed off at the Jews over real estate. It's over the land. It's not just religion, but it's really over land. So for instance, this Arab guy I met said, and this is, again, this is him saying it, this isn't me saying it, so don't get fucking mad at me, Jews, listen to this, is that Jerusalem, or no, excuse me, Israel has been there for 300 and something years. And it was owned by Arabs. And then the Jews came in and took the land. They took the land. They fought over it. They went to war over it. Kind of like how we did with the Indians here. You notice how we are with the Indians when they have their reservations or their casinos? We're cool with them. They don't pay taxes. We're like, yeah, it's cool. You know why we're cool? Because we took their fucking land. The same way the Israelis took the Arabic land. So what's happening is the Jews took the Arab, they took the Arab land, and then they rent out the fucking, the land to the Arabs. And then on top of it, the Arabs have to use this fucking word shekel. So when you're haggling with them to buy a fucking purse or a fucking scarf, you know, you're saying like, how much is it? It's a 300 shekels. 300 shekels. I'm a bad fucking impressionist of a fucking Arabic guy. 300 shekels. So not only do they live on the fucking Jew land, they pay the Jew rent. They have to use the fucking Jew fucking money. So there's a tension there because the name of the money in Jordan and in Egypt and all that is lira. It's not shekels. So they're not. So they're living on a Jew land. They're haggling with Jewish people for fucking, you know, stuff. So there's that tension. And then there's the religion stuff, which I didn't really pry into, but I assume. But there's definitely, you know, there's. Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of like. You know, a little bit with me and my siblings, like there's a little bit of that tension there. There's property, there's real estate, there's that bad blood stuff. You know what I mean? There's that tension. Well, that's the same way it is with, it's crazy how real estate and property, people die over this shit. Land, that's really what this is about, is real estate. The whole thing is about, that's my opinion. I'm sure there's more, but a lot of it is, I think, the Israelis went and took the Arabic land because that shit was there for 300 years and the Jews took it like, I don't know, 700 years ago or something like that. Of course, Jewish people listen to this podcast and say you're wrong, da da da. That's great. My instinct is that we took their fucking land, kind of like we took the Indians' land. And the Jews just had better attorneys, I guess. You know, better at war, you know, than the Arabic people. So that was interesting. Oh, a thing that was kind of fucked up is, like I said, that all these Arabic countries are surrounding Israel, right? Well, that's how it is. And the thing that was fucked up is we were coming back from the Dead Sea. We took a taxi from the old city to the Dead Sea, which we'll talk about in a second. And we'll talk about the Dead Sea in a second. But we met the taxi driver. His name was Omar, right? Yeah, Omar. He's on my Instagram. There's a bald guy. And really, really sweet guy. Like, fucking, like, hey, brother, hey, brother, hey, brother. Arabs are fucking cool, dude. I'm sorry, dude. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? They're fucking cool, dude. Not all of them. Just like not all people are cool. But there's a lot of Arabs are fucking cool. So he was awesome. He took us to he took us to the Dead Sea, and afterwards, I'm like, yo, I want some fucking shawarma. I want some falafel. Like, I want to eat some fucking real fucking Middle Eastern shit. You know, fuck this Jew food for a little. He's like, brother, I take you to da-da-da-da-da. So I swear to God, we're driving. I got to get some water one second. So we're driving, and all of a sudden, it starts looking like kind of a war zone. I'm like, dude, where's this place that you're taking me for falafels and shawarmas and shit? Hold on one sec. He's like, it's like 10 minutes down here. And there was guards. We went through some guards and stuff. I swear to God, you guys, he took us into fucking Pakistan or fucking Palestine or some shit. We crossed the border for fucking shawarmas. And like, I had no idea, dude. And I'm like, I swear to God, I start sweating. Because I'm thinking this guy's fucking Omar is working for some fucking Palestine. You don't think me and Dean are worth something to these fucking terrorists and shit? I don't know if he's fucking down with some fucking Al-Qaeda shit over in fucking Palestine. You know, he's not going to fucking sell me and fucking Dean for $100 or whatever. You know, hey, I got two Americans. I got two Jewish Americans. Fucking, you know, he takes us to shawarma. So Dean is like, Dad, it's okay, Dad. Don't worry, Dad. It's fine. Dad, it's fine. And I'm like, you're a fucking moron, Dean. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not fucking fine. Like, you know, I know at some point I'm going to die in life, but I don't want to fucking die over a fucking shawarma. Right? So we're driving down the street, and I swear to God, I see this fucking person dressed as Mickey Mouse, dude. It was fucking crazy. And he's like, in the middle of nowhere, there's debris everywhere, and he's like waving. And I'm thinking he's got a shotgun, dude, and he's going to fucking just blow us up. You know what I mean? Like psycho type shit. So we pull up to this place, supposedly like the best falafels or shawarmas fucking in, you know, Pakistan or whatever, Pakistan. I think Osama bin Laden was fucking, you know, found, you know, the castle, like, you know, like a block away from this fucking shawarma place or some shit. And we walk in, and I swear to God, dude, there's all these gnarly looking Arabs. They're like, come on in, come on upstairs, let's go get some shawarmas. And I'm like, fuck this. And I'm like, Dean, let's go. He's like, dude, it's fine. I'm like, fuck you, I'm leaving, dude. So I talked to Omar. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. You know, I go, I do some lie or some shit. I'm like, I gotta go meet my friends back at the fucking, you know, at the Airbnb or some shit. And we fucking leave. We get out of there. And finally we get past, you know, past the border of Palestine or whatever we are in Israel. And then I'm like, fucking, I start to breathe again. So yeah, that was interesting. I was definitely honestly scared because, you know, it's like me watching too much CNN, you know, that fake news shit. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding, but it's like me watching too much news where I'm like, immediately in my mind, I'm going, fuck, we're fucking screwed. But the Dead Sea is pretty cool. I don't know if you guys know what the Dead Sea is. Let me take a breather one sec because I've been ranting on all this shit. Hold on one sec. So the Dead Sea is actually connected to Jordan. Another reason why I can't believe there's not a fucking terrorist attack. If they're going to fucking attack some people, you do it with these tourists that are lying in the Dead Sea. If you don't know what the Dead Sea is, it's basically like this, what can I say? It's like a tourist area where people from all over go and lie in it. You know, there's like mud and you put it on you, but you lie there. There's so much salt in the water from, you know, the water's so warm, there's so much salt, you can actually float. It's kind of cool. You know how, if you have a kid and you hold up the kid, you know, and their back is on your arms and it's the pool, well, and the kid floats. Well, imagine that without the parents' arms. You know what I mean? Imagine that, like, I just turned on the fan one sec because it's kind of warm in here. Imagine that without the parents' arms, so you can just like lie there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of cool. You just kind of lie there, and you're like, oh, my God, you're floating. It's kind of badass. Oh, and another thing is you can't get your eyes or your mouth or anything in that water because you could die. So that's fun. That's another thing Omar said. Brother, just make sure you don't put the water in your eyes, you know? So that was crazy. So, yeah, we met some really cool people in Jerusalem. You know, that was really fun. Definitely want to go back there because that's my home. You know, I told this one rabbi guy, I'm not going home tomorrow. He goes, oh, what do you mean? This is your home. This is your home. Over there where I'm at physically now is not my home. That is my home. And I believe that. I really believe that. I think it's all our homes. I think Jerusalem is all our homes. I think it's the center of the universe. And I think that you guys should get your butt out there and check it out. So I think you can fly from like fucking LA to Germany to Tel Aviv. And then, you know, Jerusalem is about a 45-minute drive from the airport in Tel Aviv. If you're going to go to Israel, I would do Jerusalem before I would do Tel Aviv, because Tel Aviv is just a city, you know, it's very liberal and stuff like that. So I prayed on the wall. I felt my mom. She gave me strength. I got peace. I felt peaceful. I brought the peace back with me. You know, the one thing about me, and I'm sure you guys as well, but I could speak for me because this is my podcast, is that we're very antsy, very, and we all have anxiety. We all want shit done now, 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 instead of just kind of just chill, like, you know, enjoy the process, you know, of getting to whatever it is that we want to go through. And also just, you know, leaving the iPhone. You know, leaving the iPhone, the emails, and all that shit. Because that's what Shabbat is. I didn't even know what Shabbat was. Shabbat. I think it's called Shabbat. It's basically the Jews shut down from 8 to 8 on Friday nights. Every Friday night from 8 o'clock. And listen to what the Jews do. It's called Shabbat dinner. Shabbat. And it's funny because a lot of my Jewish friends are always inviting me over to Shabbat. I'm like, what the fuck is that out here in LA? Now I'm going to go. So it's kind of cool. So it's basically from 8 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock at night the next day. You just kind of turn off everything. No cell phones, no emails. You don't touch money. You don't do any of that. You just kind of shut out. You know, it's kind of like almost like the holidays or like going on vacation. You know how vacation, you know, you kind of like just turn off? Well, that's what the Jews do every Friday at 8 o'clock on sundown to sundown on Saturday. They just shut off and they go, I'm going to spend time with my friends. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to eat some good food. They prepare the food on Friday morning. And so they have food for 24 hours for everyone. And basically, you just go and you just do some prayers and you just chill. But it's basically a time to punch out of your life, you know, punch out of work, punch out of, you know, like I said, emails and cell phones and text messages and internet and the news and everything. You know, you can't touch money. You can't do any of that. And you just kind of like chill. You kind of like regroup for the week. And I think that's cool. I think for me, I want to just start doing that in general. I don't necessarily think I have to do it at that from that time to that time, because then that would mean I can't do shows, you know, on Friday nights. When am I going to tell the promoters, like, oh, sorry, I'm studying Shabbat now? And they're like, great, we got people in the fucking, they won't fucking, in the audience, you can Shabbat my cock, get on stage, boy. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying I can't do it, but I think just kind of living the way of like leaving your cell phone, don't turn on the news, you know. Don't, you know, spend time with your friends and your family and just kind of check out. And that's something for me I definitely have not been doing, especially with my family. My nephew, Caleb, is having a bar mitzvah, which is going to be cool. That's going to be in September, so I'm going to go see him there. But anyways, so I thought that was kind of cool, you know, and I didn't know anything about it. It's funny that I had to go all the way to fucking Jerusalem to find out what fucking Shabbat is. But it's crazy because the whole town shuts down. You know, all of Israel shuts down, especially in Jerusalem, really shuts down at that time. It shuts down from 8 o'clock. So basically Saturdays there, all of Saturdays, it's almost like a Sunday. It's almost like Chernobyl. There's no one on the streets. It's kind of weird. So note to self, oh yeah, if you ever go to Jerusalem, don't go on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because shit shut down. You know, you want to go during the week, like, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then, yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You don't want to go, and then maybe go Friday, Saturday, Tel Aviv or some shit, because that shuts down, but not as heavily as Jerusalem does. So, yeah, so, again, it was a great trip. You know, every day, you know, we went to the Wailing Wall / Western Wall and really kind of, you know, chilled and just talked to the Jewish people and asked 50 questions and, you know, and it was nice. So I will be going back home because that's my home at some point for sure, because that's what it's about. You always got to kind of go back. So then it was time to go to Russia. Time to go to Russia. So Russia. Okay. This was interesting. So we flew from Tel Aviv to Moscow. We flew on Jew Airlines. I think it was called, I don't know, Jew Airlines, I guess it's called. It's got the Jewish star on it. And that was like a 4-hour wait. I got to stretch. That was like about a, it was like about a 4-hour flight. Maybe like, you know, flight from LA to Cleveland. So that's kind of like that. So we went there, we flew into Moscow, and you have to have a visa to get into Moscow. So basically you have to pay $300, get a visa, and that goes inside your passport. And I had to order that before I left. We both did. And to be honest, I got super nervous. Because again, I'm like you people, I think Russia, I think fucking terrorists, I think like spies, I think, you know, I'm literally thinking I'm going to walk down the street sightseeing and someone's going to put a cloth on my mouth and they're going to kill me. I mean, that's how I thought, for real. And I thought of that because on my social media, I did a video where I was kind of making fun of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And because they do visas, they do background checks, right? Because you get a visa, they're like, we're going to check this guy out to see if they even want them, that this person in their country. I guess I assume that's what a visa is. You know, they have to check you out before they're allowed even in their fucking country. One sec, I'm drinking some water. By the way, it's like 3:30 or 4 in the morning here in LA, and I'm up because I'm on this this time. Hold on. So we land into Moscow, and Moscow's money is called rubles. And the cool part about the money exchange in Russia is our fucking money kicks their fucking money's ass. It's almost like 3-1. So for instance, like the taxi or the Uber all the way from the airport, which took an hour to get to our Airbnb, was about an hour, okay? And normally that would be, you know, fucking at least $100 fucking ride. So for us, it was like $20. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, so everything, so that was nice. That was really nice. So here we go. Let's talk about Moscow/Russia, Russia/Moscow. I'll break it down for you. Okay, do you know how long it takes on a plane to go from the west coast of Russia to the east coast of Russia? Just take a guess. Once again, from, it's like saying California, New York. So you go California, New York, 5 hours, right? Right. Guess how much from West Coast Russia to East Coast Russia? Fucking 8.5, 9 hours on a plane. Russia is the biggest country in the world. I'll say it again. Russia is the biggest country in the world. Had no idea. From the top of Russia to the bottom, 5 hours. At least 5, 6 hours. That's how massive fucking Russia is. So we go into Moscow. We're staying in a great Airbnb. Of course, something doesn't work. Fucking shower gets clogged because the guy before us, fucking heroin in the fucking drain. So we had it, like Dean had to go in there and fucking, you know, MacGyver that shit and get the hair out. So there was that thing. But the Airbnb was pretty cool. It's like a 3-bedroom thing. And that was nice. And it was probably about, I'd say, half a mile from the Red Square. Red Square is kind of like Hollywood Boulevard for Russia, you know, from Moscow, you know, or Disneyland. You know, it's kind of like where all the tourists go. You know, if you're a fucking tourist from the Midwest or overseas and you want to come to LA, you want to go to Disneyland, you want to go to Venice Beach, Santa Monica. So that's kind of like, that's what the Red Square is. So the first thing we do is wake up early, get a coffee, and we start walking to the Red Square. Ian, let me tell you something. If you haven't been to New York City before, Moscow, I'll say this again, and this is me just finding this shit out. Moscow is 4 times bigger than New York City. Moscow, again, is 4 times bigger than New York City. This city is fucking massive. The buildings are massive. The Kremlin or the Red Square, that whole area, you know, that famous kind of church thing, forgot the name of it, is massive. It's not just, It's like everything is fucking, the walls are huge. Everything is good. Well, the churches, everything is just so big and fucking beautiful. The women, of course, we'll get into that later, are awesome looking. But the one thing that's really interesting is that no one speaks English there. So it was really frustrating. Also, taxis / Ubers, it's a very weird, strange thing. Like, for instance, if you call an Uber, what happens is some guy shows up in his car, right? He drives you to where you want to go, and then charges your credit card, and you leave, and then that's it. So this is how backwards it is over there in Moscow. You call an Uber, you get on your Uber app, a fucking taxi shows up, okay? And then he takes you where you want to go, and then you pay the taxi like a normal taxi. It doesn't charge your credit card. Fucking weird, huh? Because I think that's Vladimir Putin locking some shit down because he wants to own all the taxis or some shit. Or he wants to control, you know, the driving thing over there, people driving and stuff. So that was interesting. They don't speak English. You know, it's very hard. You ask them anywhere you go in the world and you say, hey, do you speak English? You know, 90% of them are like, yeah, a little. Like over there, like, no, no, no. So again, I had a friend of mine named Brett that introduced me to some girls that he knew over there. And they showed me around and helped us out. We'll get into that in just a little. So Moscow to me is kind of like a liberal version of North Korea. So we've all seen kind of pictures of North Korea, how it's kind of like very clean and like desk or dance or whatever it's called. I don't know. What's that word? I forgot. Dense or whatever. But Moscow is like that. Like, it's literally probably the cleanest city I've ever been in. Like, there's fucking people street cleaning every day. I don't think I saw one homeless person. Yeah, I don't think I saw one. I didn't see, you know, not one American. I didn't meet one American when I was over there. That was fucking weird. But it's the cleanest city in the world. I've never been anywhere cleaner. Like, they just, like, Putin's got that shit on lockdown. Like, everyone is fucking just going to work and, you know, doing their thing. But, so it's super clean and, you know, but you definitely, again, have to have someone with you that's from there to speak the language because I don't want to say they don't like Americans. I don't know. You know, they just don't know about it. You know, they don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? I think Putin has it in a way where he doesn't want any of his people to leave. And I think all the people that live there, you know, have kind of brainwashed himself, like, you know, not to ever leave. And they're like, why would I ever leave? I have everything here. And then there's obviously some people, the younger people that want to, you know, get the fuck out of there. But other than that, you know, it's pretty, whatchamacallit, it's pretty cool. The money is great there. Everything is, you know, like I said, the dollar is very strong over in Moscow. And I'm thinking about what we did. We went a lot of sightseeing. The food is okay. It's Russian food. So like herring, I had some herring, I had some weird stuff here and there. I mean, if you're very weird particular with the food, it's kind of like, it's okay. It's not like, oh my god, like the food in Israel was amazing, the food in Russia is okay. It's not good or bad, it's just kind of like, you know. But I mean, like I said, it's massive. So obviously we went to the Russian bathhouse because, you know, that's I'm a spa connoisseur, you know, which I love going to the spa. So we went to, I obviously forgot the name of it, but it was like a real Russian bathhouse because it's a Russian bathhouse with fucking Russians. And I had some borscht and they gave me one of those dumb hats. And I felt like, you know, I was fucking Russia. And got a massage there. We had a good time there. Did a lot of shopping. Went to the churches. Went to the, you know, a lot of sightseeing, took pictures. And then these girls took us out. We didn't really go out to go too crazy. Like in Tel Aviv, we went out that one night. But we didn't really, just trying to think if we went out at night to do anything. Not really. I'm trying to think, did we fucking do anything at night? No, because we wanted to wake up early and go sightseeing the whole time. And then, we would fucking take naps. So we'd pass out around 5 or 6 o'clock and then wake up around 10. And then, like, try to look for food, which was kind of cool. Anyways, I'm tired right now, you guys. I'm just told you about my trip. But, yeah, I would go back to I want to tour, like, all of Eastern Europe. I think that would be really cool. Like, Hungary and Poland and you know, Kiev and shit like that. Like, Eastern Europe looks pretty cool. Prague and you know, that's kind of like my ancestors' ancestors. That's where I'm from, Russian Jew, and that area there. And that's something that I definitely want to check out again. So, anyways, so, yeah. So, I don't know if there's any other crazy stories. Oh, there's some stories, but I'm not going to say it on here because it's fucking private. You know, I don't need to, like, say everything. You know what I mean? It's like some private shit, you know. But what else? Man. Yeah, it was cool. You know, the one thing I learned about the whole trip, it's just nice to go to somewhere that I've never been before. And I think that's what life's about, you know. And it just kind of refreshes your eyeballs and refreshes your heart and your soul. You're like, oh, wow, there's more in life than fucking a Chipotle and fucking Starbucks. And not that I don't love America. This is where I'm from, you know, and I'll always obviously come back. But there is a whole other fucking world out there that no one even knows we exist. It's so crazy. So, yeah, I came back home. I think a better person. You know, it was nice to spend time with my friend Dean. Dean. Mambo Dean. And, you know, wait. So, the one takeaway stuff that I really learned is just to try to chill out. You know, try to take it easy and kind of just be where I'm at right now with everything. With everything. So, that's my rant. Thank you again for all the kind comments that you leave me on polyrants@gmail.com. polyrants@gmail.com if you want to hit me up. And check out my Instagram. I'm starting to get more involved with that. Oh, I want to thank everyone for following me on Instagram. I now have 100,000 followers, which is great for me. You know, I'm kind of late in the game on that device. But I'm starting to kind of have fun with it and be able to, since I'm not doing movies and TV, this is my outlet. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, why aren't you doing that? I'm like, don't fucking tell me. You know, I'm just living my life. You know what I mean? So, but if you want to see Pauly Shore, hear Pauly Shore, you got him right here. If you want to, see him, then he's on his Instagram stuff. And then also, if you want to see any of my projects, it's on Amazon. So just type in Amazon Prime Pauly Shore, and I have tons of shit on there. If you want to check that out. Check out my new sketch, Bad Paramedics. It's out there right now with myself and Faze on Love. I'm pretty proud of that. Also, my YouTube page, I've been fixing that up, making that look really cool. So that's kind of where my focus is now. My YouTube page, my Instagram, my random rants. And hopefully you people will tell other people to that Pauly Shore's alive. And then I'm here. I have shows this weekend at the Pasadena Ice House. And then the fall, I'll be touring a lot. So, enjoying myself out there, telling jokes on the road. That's who I am. I'm like a stand-up comic, actor as well. But I also, you know, I love doing my stand-up for you guys out there. So, it's probably 4 in the morning right here in L.A. I'm getting kind of tired. I love you guys. And thank you for listening about my trips. And maybe this will inspire you guys to take a trip. All right. Later. Bye.